How about them dogs?
How about them dogs? Congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs of Athens, UGA, for winning back-to-back natties. That would be the College Football Playoff National Championship, I believe that's what it's called. They kicked the shit out of TCU,
didn't they? TCU should have just thrown in the towel.
Yeah, I know. They should have had that guy. They should have had Apollo's manager.
What did they have? I was thinking, yeah, shouldn't it be like, you know, Pee Wee League where they just
mercy rule?
Yeah, absolutely. You knew by halftime that that game was over. You know, but if you're watching college football as opposed to like pro, yeah, there's a chance that the team could come back and score 100 points in the third quarter or whatever. But I went to bed at the end of the third quarter. I'm like, I don't need to stay up. This game's fucking over.
It was like 34-0 when I went to bed.
But it took Georgia. It took two things. One, it's Georgia. But two, working at a radio station that has the Georgia Bulldogs, for me to ever really care about college football, because from the Northeast, who cares, right?
Yeah, I still don't really care about it. I mean, it's not really, if you wanted to see a game last week, you would have watched the G play Green Bay.
Well, that was Monday night, right? No, that was
Sunday night
football. Yeah, that was awesome. That fourth quarter, the intercepted Aaron Rodgers, and now did the Lions make it to the playoffs or no?
No, because they needed the Rams to win,
and
the Seahawks won. But because the Lions won, the Seahawks got in.
All right, so Green Bay had no chance, right?
No, Green Bay had a chance. The Lions knocked them out.
Oh, who won that division then?
Vikings.
Oh, that's right. They're the paper tiger.
They're going to lose this weekend.
Yes, they will lose to the Giants.
The NFC North is as strong as the NFC South.
You mean it sucks?
Yeah.
The Eagles. Now the Eagles.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, and Tom Brady slumped into the playoffs, winning a division with a losing record, I believe.
You don't know when that psycho, he'll end up somehow pulling it out and then the whole thing again one last time.
I would have said so years and years ago, but as much as I want the Buffalo Bills to get in and win a Super Bowl, I believe, and this is my prediction, and I'm making this since we're recording this on Wednesday, the 11th of January, my prediction is that the Super Bowl will be the Cincinnati Bengals and the San Francisco 49ers. That's my prediction. I hope that it's the Bills, but it probably will not.
The Niners, eh?
Who else is going to win in the NFC? They all suck.
Giants, Bills, and the Bills to get their revenge.
Well, okay, that'd be nice. That would be nice. So it is, this is what, our second show in January, right? Our first show was last week. This is our second show in January. Somebody posted in our show sheet here that does Larry Munson think the dogs will three-peat? Well, I happen to believe that the dogs will come back, hunker down, and go undefeated yet again and win it all. Something Scott, Lindsey Scott, is that who it is? I should know. I read it for Squidbillies. I've done lots of three times on Squidbillies. The one where you can't hear what I'm saying when I'm on TV. I think there's one. Look at the titch on that one. I don't want to let out there. I would love her to pee all over me. You can hear it. I would love it if you peed all over me. And then there's the one where Fred Armisen is the Jesus squid and he goes to heaven. And I go, why did you even go down there in the first place? You know, they don't have bones. I knew that now. And then and then there was the GPS one that also had Paul Stanley in it, which was fun. I didn't work with any of them, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wish I could have worked with Paul Stanley. Be nice to work with Paul Stanley. My voice is kind of shot, so doing a lot of voices tonight is going to be hard. But I have this wonderful deep sound. How you doing? Yeah, I've been smoking for 700
years. What are you, Austin Butler?
Austin Butler. Oh, he stuck his Elvis.
No, I was going to say it's more Telly Savalas.
Loves you, baby.
Yeah, doing the Players Club card or whatever the hell it was.
This card.
Niners Club card.
Unless you're at the Players Club.
What?
You can be an ugly Greek man like me and get in the bathtub with hot chicks. I never understood. All the women in the 70s thought Telly Savalas was sexy.
Probably because he looked like a big dick.
He did. A little foreskin crumple around. Who loves you, baby? So we are well into January, and fuck, the Golden Globes. Who knew they were back? Golden Globes 2023 were back. We'll talk about that a little bit on this episode. And boy, they really overcompensated. So congratulations.
They did overcorrect big time.
Yeah, a little wokey woke. I don't think anybody watched it. I don't think the ratings were very good. Plus, it was on a Tuesday night.
It was so beyond woke, it was like back to sleep again.
Yeah.
Who hosted it? Greta Thunberg? How dare you?
No, it was Gerard Carmichael.
Yeah, and I don't know who that is, so I feel bad.
He had the show. It was really popular. And then he came out last year. He did his stand-up special was all about him coming out to his parents and how they disowned him and shit.
Yeah, an HBO special about it. Yeah.
Too serious for my taste.
Yeah, just bring back Ricky Gervais. So the celebrities have won. They don't like to be made fun of, so they don't want any of that. The glory days of these award shows are when you have Joan Rivers and her daughter. They're out there mocking people. And
he tried to make fun of some celebrities, and it went over like a lead balloon.
Hit it.
Like he had three Golden Globes, and he said, "Oh, these are the Golden Globes that Tom Cruise returned. Maybe we can trade them for the Carrie Misgivings or whatever, the Scientology guy's wife that's disappeared."
Yeah.
Well, like, maybe we can trade him for her safe return.
That's
nobody laughed at all.
No. Was Will Smith there?
I don't think he was there. I didn't see him.
What was the Will Smith joke that you posted in there somewhere?
Eddie Murphy got the Cecil B. DeMille Award, which was like a big award, a big old glove.
Right.
And at the end of his speech, he said his whole career, he's based on a blueprint. Pay your taxes, mind your business, and keep Will Smith's wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Well, good for Eddie Murphy. God, and when is it, Steph? You said something about this being an anniversary or something.
An anniversary? No, yeah. Actually, this month is it's wild. It's the 40th anniversary of Def Leppard's Pyromania and the Police Synchronicity.
So Gluten, Gleeton, Glot, and Globin, that came out 40 years ago.
40 years ago, yes.
And we are friggin' old.
I wasn't into Pyromania. I didn't get into Def Leppard until Hysteria came out.
Everybody loved
me too.
Hysteria. That was a huge, huge record.
Ah, yeah, but their best song is off of High and Dry, which is prior to Pyromania. Mm-hmm. You can bring it on the heartache.
Yeah, baby. I like Rock of Ages. That song did it for me. I dug that record. I got it from Columbia House, which means I never paid for it.
Same.
Because Columbia House was the original Napster. Taped the penny to the card.
Columbia House collections agents are just scrolling through YouTube right now.
I hope so, too.
Well, they all hung themselves back in the 80s, I'm sure, when it went belly up. But the thing is like, you're counting on a 12-year-old to come through and buy these cassettes?
Yeah.
No way. I'm not doing it.
I promise I'll pay for all the other records that I never pay for ever. And I got those cassettes.
But yeah, that was a good record. Hysteria was just a monster hit compared to, you know, their previous album. But it was a big hit. And Synchronicity, which was the final album by the Police, full album that they recorded.
It broke them up.
It was a monster hit. Did it break them up? That's what happened. Yeah. Why did it break them up? Sting wanted to go make bad songs?
I think so. And you can tell that on Synchronicity because it's like the second half of the album is all the hits. You know, it's all the Wrapped Around Your Finger, the of course, the ultimate stalker song, Every Move You Make, Every Breath You Take.
But the first song, Night A, is the best song to me, Synchronicity 2, right?
That is like the last one. But a lot of them, if you notice, if you listen to that album, a lot of it is like precursor to Sting's weird wandering in the, you know, Africa desert shit, whatever the hell he's doing with
Dream of the Blue Turtle
shit.
When that is first solo album, Dream of the Blue Turtle.
Yes.
And then the same thing happened to Led Zeppelin a couple years prior to that. They made In Through the Outdoor and John Bonham died. So they broke up. But that whole... a lot of that In Through the Outdoor sounds like a Robert Plant solo record.
Yeah, you know, sure.
Not balls to the wall, you know, blues rock like they'd always done. It was a lot of horns and weird music. I love it. But, you know, that's a lot of times that happens, you know, like, and then the final Pink Floyd record, which is the final cut, is essentially just the first solo album for
Roger Waters.
Roger Waters, yeah.
I want to ask Dustin. I mean, you were in a band when you were young and used to play a lot or whatever. How much Def Leppard did you play?
When I was a kid, I mean, I learned to how to act on stage playing a guitar by miming Def Leppard. I mean, that was on top of the bed with it blaring my guitar and into the mirror, just, you know, mimicking everything he was doing. I mean, that was, but it was closer to Hysteria as opposed to Pyromania. But because I mean, I was 8 when Hysteria or Pyromania came out. So, it was there in my learning of, you know, because when I found Hysteria, I found Pyromania at the same time. So I was listening to them both. But yeah, influential and enough as it's, I want to be a rock star like these guys are rock stars. Yeah.
They were the shit because they were like before glam metal, you know, and he was like the only guy, Joe Elliott to me was the only guy who ever made a mullet cool. Like he had a cool ass mullet. It looked good. And then they just never, I don't know, they just looked, I don't know, that Union Jack shirt and I just loved them so, so much.
And then their drummer lost his arm in a bus crash and they waited to finish Hysteria so they could do it where he could play the drum with one arm and using his feet. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, I liked Hysteria, but they just didn't rock as hard anymore. I mean, but I do remember coming home every day after school because my whole life revolved around the MTV Countdown that came on after school. And it was Pour Some Sugar on Me was number one for, oh my God. It was like, is this ever going to get knocked down at number one? This is getting old.
I think almost every song on that album charted. Right? On Hysteria.
Yeah, I think almost everyone.
Yeah. I didn't like
that. That was the only song that inspired Chris Hemingway to pour actual sugar on us, though, while we were sleeping over at his house.
He did, but then someone else that night poured cologne on my face. So, man, I'm breathing in cologne. I can still smell it sometime.
That's my favorite Police song right there. Pour some on my face.
My friend, her husband, her ex-husband, he punched her one night, and then after he fell asleep, her mother told her to boil some sugar water on the stove and then pour it on his leg. And she did.
Did it hurt? God.
It hurt.
Yeah.
It's not the delight that Def Leppard makes it out to boil it on the stove.
What are they talking about in Pour Some Sugar on Me? What do you think they're talking about? Is he like
squirting?
He's a squirter, right? That's what it is.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Sounds good to me.
If it's sugar, it sounds like she's got some sort of infection. Kind of vaginosis if it's a sugar texture. Oh, my God.
I always thought it was just any excuse to lick it up. You know what I mean?
That's Jesus. Yeah. Lick it up.
Yeah, well, I know, but I just meant in the vein of rock colloquialisms, I guess, that would be, you know, anything you said had to be taken 6 different ways. You know, you had to figure out some way to make it sound sexy. In that age, you also had to figure out some way to make the Christian right hate you, so it had to be somehow satanic.
They went after Judas Priest and for being devil, whatever, devil, devil, devil this, devil that. But it's kind of funny that they didn't know he was gay. And that probably would have upset them more, Ron Holly.
He was clearly a power bottom.
Power bottom. Look, you see how he dressed?
Yeah.
I would love her. I got the leather cap on.
He was probably pretty, he was probably ambidextrous in that area, I would think.
He was a switch. I didn't know what any, you didn't back then.
No. I didn't know what leather people were. Like, I didn't know what the Blue Oyster was when I was a kid and I wanted to.
Tobias Funky.
Yeah, I knew what the Blue Oyster was. But you didn't know. When they showed gay people in movies and TV back then, they were super swishy. Like in that movie Night Patrol with the unknown comic. They had 2 gay cops on the patrol. And so Billy Marty's walking around farting. You know, he's the chief of police. And he's like, are you one? I'm one. Are you one? And then, are you two? No, I'm 4. I'm for whatever he's for. And it's all these gags. And they're super gay. I get to wear the chiffon dress. And
that's airplane.
How, yeah. Yeah. They betrayed that. That's how it was betrayed back then. And of course, we've wisened up. But I was thinking today that back in the 80s, you know, the the force that tried to dominate the culture was the moral majority. And today we have the amoral majority, and they're the ones dictating what we're supposed to think and say. Anyway, that doesn't matter. I got synchronicity for my birthday and ended up trading it for a big stack of 1978 Tops. And these were mint, this guy named Dave. And he sat behind me in some class, I think Spanish or something, because he was much older than me, but, you know, I think it was Spanish. So it must have been eighth grade. Shit, I don't even remember. But anyway, I traded it to him, and he gave me all these cards. And if I still had those cards today, there would be a couple in there that would be worth over $1,000. Because in that stack of cards was a couple of Eddie Murray rookies, and those are highly valuable cards. Eddie Murray, of course, played for the Orioles, and I wish I still had them.
Can I ask you, though, the police one, did you have any police albums prior to Synchronicity?
No. I had songs that I had recorded off the radio.
Well, what made you buy this album?
I didn't buy it. I got it from my birthday.
Oh, okay. Did you ask for it, or somebody just bought it for you because it was popular?
I did not ask for it. I got it for my, I got it just as a gift. I got that and American Fool.
American Fool? What's that?
Not John Candy, John Mellencamp.
Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, did that have Pink Houses? No, that is Pink Houses. What did it have on American Fool?
John Mellencamp, the American Fool. Jack and Diane, Hurt So Good. Hand to Hold On To. Shit, all those hits.
Big hits, all the hits.
Yeah. Jack and Diane being the biggest one. And of course, Hurt So Good. Come on, baby, now.
So when you get Synchronicity, you were like, thanks.
Well, no, I knew what the police were because I like the first police song I ever that ever came into my consciousness was the do 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 da 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 da.
Yeah,
I heard all the time on Casey Kasem. We're counting down the number one hits of the country.
The top 10 numbers between 1 and 10.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And coming in at number one.
Don't stand
up. The numbers of all time. What?
He did that on Letterman. I think number one was two.
Oh, really?
Or four.
Oh, really? I don't remember that. Coming in at number one, four.
Hey, look it up on YouTube.
But what are you watching?
Watching here.
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
We watch.
So we have a new feature premiering this week, and I hope you guys like it, and I hope we can do it more than not. It's a feature called Sly Talkin'. And what is Sly Talkin'? Well, we figured since two of the most popular YouTube impersonator channels do, Sylvester Stallone, we would jump on that trend and have probably the best Sylvester Stallone out there, because it's really Sylvester Stallone, I think, right?
That's what the Tulsa King says. I mean,
Tulsa King. Now, I just watched the most recent episode. Is it done? Is that the final episode?
That's the final episode of the season.
Of the season. Okay. Okay, yeah. You got the lady cancer. But yeah. that's what, it was. Tulsa King, which I guess is done, so I'm going to have to find something else to watch. There's plenty that I haven't seen. I haven't watched any more episodes of Dallas. I kind of realize how stupid it is to watch a show that was on 45 years ago.
You just get nostalgic like that. It's comforting. I know how it is.
It is. Yes, it is. And now, well, since a couple weeks before Christmas, I'm going to watch this 45-minute video of commercials from when I was 12.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? But Tulsa,
I'm on a Price is Right jag again. I mean, it happens.
But seriously, though, Tulsa King, I think, is my favorite show of the recent last couple months, whatever. I just really enjoyed it. I had a good, Terrence Winter was the writer and the producer. So that's pretty cool. Terrence Winter, of course, wrote and did all sorts of episodes of The Sopranos.
Boardwalk.
Boardwalk Empire, sure. But anybody comes from The Sopranos tree, I genuinely give their thing a view. And it ended up being pretty good. But, no spoilers, you get the rest of it together. And I like Andrea Savage. I think she's a good actress. Just an all-around good show, You guys liked it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Steph, you did not.
God.
What?
I mean, it's just, it's not for me.
You know that it is. Then you didn't give it a chance, you know, baby.
It's just not for me. I mean, I like a lot of stupid crap, too, that you guys don't like. It's just not for me.
Dana Delaney and her horrible face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. This is what I was going to look up. Her face looks weird. And, you know, that's okay. Whatever. Dominic Lombardozzi from The Wire. And what else was he in? He was in Ray Donovan and a whole bunch of shit, you know.
In a Bronx Tale when he was a child.
Yeah. Been acting a lot. Vincent Piazza, who played Lucky Luciano on Boardwalk Empire and one of AJ's friends on The Sopranos. Max Casella from The Sopranos was also in this show. Who else are decent players? You got Alessiora. Who's Martin Starr? What do I know him from? You guys, he's been in a lot of stuff, right?
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley, yeah. He's a really good actor, that guy.
Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, Freaks and Geeks.
Barry Corbin was on the
fun. He got old.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's old, man. He was old. He looked old at, what was it? He was in Better Call Saul, too.
Yeah.
Who's this Richie Coaster guy? You've seen him. Is he Scottish or English? Well, he's playing an Irish guy.
The biker gang leader. He was the bad guy in that show where Patton Oswalt was the floating
Happy.
Yeah.
And he was also in the Batman movies that Christopher Nolan made. He played one of the gang leaders that was with Joker.
That's right.
He had the dogs that were hungry.
Yes, they're hungry. But I thought all in all, it was a good show. So that's that. And the other thing is...
you watch Sometimes Only Dutch.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you were so right about that. I'm obsessed with that. I want to watch it again. I started listening to... Exclusively, you've been listening to songs like that. That fucking Dan Hill song, Sometimes...
What a terrible song.
It's a terrible song, but it's a beautiful song.
That whole documentary, though, should have been called How Hip-Hop Saved Soft Rock.
Yeah, no doubt. I had no idea that all those hip-hop producers from the 90s loved that shit. And they're all talking about how much they love it.
The Dan Hill, though, the only song I really remember by him is the song he did in the 80s with that lady where I hear you on the telephone with God knows who spilling out your heart for free. You know what I'm talking about?
Song of the 80s?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Can't we try?
There it is.
Try.
Yep. Yeah. Can't we try just a little bit harder? Yep.
Wow.
Smooth, baby.
He's so weird looking, by the way.
Yeah, he looks like Cat Stevens on an acid binge is what he looks like.
He does. He just looks weird. I can't explain it without sounding horrible. But take a look at him. You'll know what I mean. But yeah, and then they at the end of it, the end of the documentary, they ended up talking about these I would say Gen Z or maybe very young millennials who are putting out music that's inspired by that stuff. And I listened to a couple of those bands, and man, they're pretty good. Did you check any of them out, Jeff?
No.
Yeah, dude, check them out if you can. One of them is what are they called? I'm gonna look it up.
It was a good documentary, though.
Yes, it was. I think
I want to watch it.
Yeah, it's only three, so it's you can get through them pretty quick.
Yeah, I could listen to some, why don't we steal away?
They do talk about Robbie Dupree a little bit.
A lot of Michael McDonald, of course, and they interviewed the guy from the guys from Yacht Rock.
Yeah. Got some LRB going. You got some LRB.
Oh, on those guys who actually created the term, who had the YouTube channel,
yeah,
and they didn't copyright it, and so they got fucked.
Yeah. Oh, dang!
They created the term Yacht Rock.
Yes. So the one band I really like is called Drug Dealer, and they have a new album out called Hiding in Plain Sight, and all the songs sound like they could have been written in the '80s, the '70s even. So that's what I'm watching and whatnot.
I finished watching all of 1883, and I went into 1933. I'm about three episodes into the Harrison.
Did you watch 1889?
Yeah, 1889. That's why I finished that finally.
You have been. That was sad. Yeah, it was sad. That girl was pretty too.
Yeah, she was very pretty.
And then it doesn't have that ass-eyes chick that Steph hates.
It doesn't, but it's got the dummy that died in the 1899 as the narrator again, so I can't watch it. I can't watch it. As soon as she started talking.
She's only in the first one, Steph, at the beginning.
Oh, you swear?
Yep.
All right.
So she'll be in the last one, but that was at the beginning of the first one. That was it.
So I was so excited to watch it, and as soon as I heard her talking, I was like, fuck you. I'm not watching this.
What is it about? Who is the character? Who is he supposed to be? Is he one of the people from the wagon train?
No, he's the brother of the guy from the wagon train.
So he's the brother of the character played by Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
All right, and the Tim McGraw character dead.
Yeah, I don't know. This is supposed to be 30 years later, so.
Yeah. And it's a good show. You recommend it?
Yeah, I'm into it so far. I'm not into Yellowstone, though. I don't know why. I tried to watch one episode of Yellowstone. I was like, this is not for me.
I can't get into it. Even if it didn't have that gopher, I just cannot get into it.
I'm still going to give it a shot one of these days, but I do want to watch 1933 because I want to see him plow a field with a Millennium Falcon. Probably has an arm full of tauntauns.
That guy from Game of Thrones is in it, too. He plays like a bad guy.
What guy?
I can't remember who it was.
He's smoking too much dope, dude.
Game of Thrones is so long ago, I don't rewatch everything like you got.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
That's what I'm watching, The Rig on Prime. It's like a Game of Thrones reunion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jorah and what's his face from The Wall? One of those... He used to be the head of the Night Watch.
Yeah, Owen Teal. That's his name.
Yeah, that douchebag. So he's, and of course, he plays the same douchebag on The Rig, stirring everybody up, getting people to revolt and all this other stuff. And The Rig is kind of like, I don't know what the hell's going on. It's a mystery. And Stevie from Schitt's Creek, she's on there.
It's an oil rig, not a trailer.
Right. No, it's an oil rig. And it's kind of like The Mist.
Mm.
And The Fog, and I don't know, The Thing. It's a mixture of all of those. It's like a sci-fi mystery of what is happening to them.
There's some weird supernatural shit. I just thought people working on an oil rig. I'm like,
no, something super weird is going on. This thick-ass fog comes in, and then it turns to, I'm not going to spoil it to you, but yeah, I'm on episode 4, and... not still sure what it is that's attacking them.
Well, I need to start something new.
It was Bronn from Game of Thrones, by the way.
No, I may have to watch The Rig.
You might like it.
I'm talking about it. I've heard it's weird.
Well acted. The Last of Us is starting, so that'll be a weekend show.
Can't wait. Sunday.
I won't get pumped all at once.
Got 100% Rotten Tomatoes right off the bat. Which is freaking rare.
Another Game of Thrones, or you got a little bitch from Bear Island.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. Did it not win best drama? The House of
Dragon won.
Instead of Better Call Saul? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it snubbed completely Better Call Saul for all Emmys and Golden Globes.
Well, they have other Emmys coming up, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rhea Seahorn... Give me a break. Fuck you if you think that show is better than... Anyway, we've been bad. Dustin, what did you watch this week?
This week I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once. Been meaning to watch it since Christmas, never got around to it, and finally got a chance to watch it. And I don't want to spoil it, just like everybody else who tells everybody about it. You don't want to spoil it, but it's very good. I can definitely see where all the winning from the Golden Globes came from, because it's essentially a reconciliation of family kind of movie, but it's done with the multiverse angle to it. So it visually it looks beautiful, and the storyline is interconnecting, and so it's fun to keep up with it. And then you need to bring some Kleenex, because you'll be crying by the end of it. At least I was, anyway.
Or you have to wipe your ass after you take the butt plug out.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying, but after the butt plugs out, the tears flow.
From your butt?
Yeah, butt tears.
And it's got Short Round in it, right?
Yeah.
Because he won the Golden Globe.
Yeah, and yeah, he did a very, very good job. And because it's a,
oh my God.
It does have multiverse stuff in it. So people have to play different personalities from the same actor. And he does that. He becomes three or four different people. It's amazing. Yeah.
There's a,
I've never seen somebody kick so much ass with a fanny pack before.
Somebody, right?
He went frame for frame. And there's one shot of the Red Room. Isn't that what it's called? From Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Did you see that? Did you notice it? Or is it something that you really have
there's,
to go frame by frame?
You'd have to go frame by frame because there's a few shots in there where they do probably three frames a second of just different images and places. And so, yeah, there's so many Easter eggs in that movie. You could really enjoy it a second time as well. It's one of those kind of things.
Sorry.
That's terrible. All right. We are going to come back with Sly Talk, and so don't go no place. I mean, this won't take very long, this thing that we do here. Radio Labyrinth would like to thank Atlanta Pizza and Euro, our longtime sponsor, and say thank you to Mike Hall and everyone else at the restaurant. Atlanta Pizza in Gyro has added 10 beer taps, bringing it up to 16. Plus, they are expanding their local craft beer and on-tap offerings and are excited. I should update this copy. 2023. There, that was some good improv. Sorry, Mike. We'll need to talk off, you know. I hope you listen, and then you'll let me know what to add. If you're a business or corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Euro by calling 770-483-6228. APG loves serving their local community of Conyers, Covington, and the East Metro Atlanta area, and would like to thank them for all their continued support and business throughout the years. APG is open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, 12 to 9 on Saturday, and of course, close on Sunday. 1565 Georgia 138 in Conyers, Georgia. Make the trip out there. It is very good food. They have a very friendly staff, and it's a nice place. So, God, get off your ass and go. What's good? I mean, come on, please.
It's time for Fly Talking. Ain't telling you lies.
Never lie to you.
Fly Talking. He's got your big eyes.
My eyes do droop a little bit. They're coming.
Don't speak too good.
I don't speak too good. Absolutely, I don't.
He's misunderstood.
What?
All right, it's time for Sly Talk, and Sly Talking means that we're talking to Sly, and Sly's talking to us. We're going to talk to Sylvester Stallone. Oh, my God, Sylvester Stallone, how are you?
How you doing? It's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere, really, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you just finished Tulsa. I just finished Tulsa King. You finished shooting it probably a year ago, but I just finished it. We were all talking about it earlier. Congratulations. What an interesting show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, you know.
Is that your first television series?
I believe it is. Yeah, I thought I did. Yeah, that's my first one. Yeah.
What is it like? You were the king of Hollywood for 15 years almost, and you still make really good movies. But now you decided, I think I'm going to go to TV. What made you choose television?
Well, you know, you go where the work is, and the work is on TV right now. I one screen or another, you know, it's all screens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I'm on the screen, that's all I care about right now.
Are you on TikTok? Do you do videos on there, little videos?
The only TikTok I have is on my wrist.
Well, you had quite a cast on Tulsa King, Andrea Savage. Dana Delaney. Was it hard to look at Dana Delaney while you were doing the show?
And I'm like, you know, you got some work, didn't you?
Yeah.
She looked a little puffy, you know what I'm saying?
We were trying to decide who had the better doctor, you or Dana Delaney.
I have a better hairline. It just goes straight across like that now, you know? I don't know. I got better eyebrows, I think, now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I like my eyebrows.
And the lips look really good. Whoever did your lips, fantastic. You guys have any questions? Just interrupt.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, you got Andrea Savage on there. I would have loved to have seen you on Walking Dead. Like, what character would you have played on Walking Dead, do you think?
I'm always Walking Dead, you know what I'm saying? I'm barely alive anymore, you know? I don't know. I like the guy with the bat. I like that guy. He's a vegan? I don't know.
He only eats vegetables.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I like the vegan guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. I like him. I think I'd be him. And then he could be somebody else.
Any thoughts on the new Creed, movie I've seen coming out? You're not in that one.
You know, I was thinking about that earlier. The whole Creed thing's got me a little upset, a little bit, you know, and I've been thinking, I'm writing a new movie. I'm going to call it Kid. And what it's about a kid. And the kid is the son of Prince and Apple Bologna. That sounds delicious.
Abalone?
Yeah. Prince died in a freak mascara accident. And Abalone, the girl, she died cleansing herself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Okay.
And so this boy, he's growing up and he's, you know, a music product. He's good at music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name?
Kid.
His name is Kid.
Yeah, his name is Kid. And he runs into Morris Day, and Morris Day mentors him into being, you know, better at music. And I want to write that. And
nice.
Yeah, it's Purple or Rain, I think we'll call it right now.
Purple or Rain, that's the word.
Yeah. It's Cherry Rain. Maybe we'll call it Cherry Rain. Yeah.
That's perfect.
At some point, is he going to have a standoff with the government, like in the woods in Minnesota?
We could do that, you know. He could turn a guitar into, you know, some sort of weapon, and shoot things at federal agents, and it'd be really. I'm gonna make a lot of money with this, I think.
Will there be a part for Burt Young?
Hey, you know, Baldy is always gonna be there. You know, he can come in there and be a roadie or something. You know, he's a very useful guy.
Maybe Talia Shire.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She's looking good, right?
I think she's dead.
Oh, she's not. Is she?
Pretty sure she's dead.
I'll put her in it.
Well, if she's dead, she looks really good there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, but Richard.
Like, Talia, you lost some weight.
How about Rambo? Done with Rambo, or is there still more of a John Rambo story to tell?
Yeah, I'm waiting for somebody to steal that from me now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Rambo, he's always an angry guy, and, you know, maybe he shows up in Kid. You know, he's in the woods running around in Lake Minnetonka. And, you know, he rides up on that weird motorcycle that Prince had. He's, you know, and they can take over up there.
Do you watch a lot of TV, Sly? Movies, television? What are some of your go-tos? Do you have a comfort show? A lot of us have comfort shows. Mine is The Sopranos. Jeff watches Euphoria on HBO. With light.
I like The Fairly Odd Parents. I like the little floaty guys that make wishes come true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I like those guys. They tickle me in a way that I like.
Okay. Are you a fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger movies?
I like that he's looking flabby. You know, that's that makes me happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Fat. And, you know, he's got the cleaning woman kid that, you know, I kind of can make fun of him about that. You know what I'm saying?
No, your marriage was kind of on the skids itself there for a minute, wasn't it?
Yeah, she leaves, she comes back, she leaves, she comes back. I don't know what's going on.
Always fuck the maid. You could make children with the maid. You could have sex with the maid. You can make babies. You can also, you know, she's so pretty, the maid.
Well, our maid's a guy, Jose.
Doesn't matter. Do it. Do it. I mean, whenever you feels good, you know.
He does have nice legs, though. You know what I'm saying? He never misses leg day.
I love it. You should do that next for Listen, you have a hot tub that I have a pony, and the pony hangs out by my hot tub with me. It's great.
I got the pool noodles that I like to play with too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So does the maid.
Yeah.
But you call it like a spoon noodle because it's floppy.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep that in good shape, you know? That's why she goes back. I don't know.
I call it my Wiener Schnitzel. This is a terrible Arnold, so I'm going to stop now.
Thank you very much. I was getting a little scared about it.
Sly talking. Hopefully this will be a recurring feature. I hope you'll come back on the show with us, Mr. Stallone.
I'm always ready to come back. Right now I'm not filming anything. I'm working on the kit, but you know, it's slow going. I don't know anything about music, really.
Why don't you talk to Frank?
Yeah, Frank will help.
Frank doesn't want to help me anymore, you know.
No.
He gets all mad. He was the one supposed to be a star, and I took it over. You know, he's like, your mouth don't work. You know, you got the weird eyebrows. You got the, you know, the Dracula eyebrows. I don't know what's going on with you. I'm getting all the work. And as Frank is here singing on the corner with it. Like, yeah, get a job, you bum. You know.
Hey, before you go, though, when you're not working on the kid, could you write a sequel to Cobra for us?
Cobra, yeah. Called Python.
That'd be the little kid with the young Cobra would be my dad.
You're a disease. I just do all kinds of, you know, then it'll be Gardner Snake, you know.
Yes.
Well, worm,
Victor.
But he drives like an electric vehicle and.
Yeah, it'd be green, you know. It'd go green and.
He drives a Prius.
A Prius.
All right, Sylvester Stallone, thank you very much. Of course, as we cut away the curtain, pull it aside. Of course, Mark, who has been on the show before.
I have.
You are the one of the co-stars and the father figure and the dad on I Am Shauna Ray, which just wrapped season 2 on
Yeah, I'm all that, yeah.
You are more than that. You're an artist, you're a puppeteer, a musician, an impressionist, and a cousin of mine.
Yes, yes.
And it's cool that you find these late in life relatives, you know, and it's not some like, oh, your dad had an affair and you have a brother. No, it's not weird like that. It's just like, oh, wow, I have a cousin. He's cool.
Yeah, it's really weird how that worked out, and we have one of the same interests.
Yes. We do, actually. That's pretty funny. And you're a pretty good artist, too. Damn good.
I try.
Well, yeah, you are.
Is there an inheritance that the two you'll be fighting over someday?
We're not that close.
Oh, okay.
No. We're second cousins, I think.
I don't know how that works.
Kissing cousins.
We're
second cousins, though. That's close enough to where you guys shouldn't have kids together.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
They're gonna.
It's anyway. Okay. I'm fixed. I'm done with the kid.
So, season two of I Am Shauna Ray just wrapped. Will there be a season 3, or can you not say, or do you not know?
They haven't told us yet. But I mean, I looked at, you know, what they did last night as a really good sign. I mean, we made these digital shorts that were only supposed to be for Discovery Plus. It was like, you know, inside the episode little things that we did, and they decided to put them all together and make like an hour long special for last night, which you know, you figure they wanted to put us on instead of something else, so
they're putting you on instead of MILF Manor.
What the hell is MILF Manor? Is that a real
new show they got coming up?
Yeah, it's just they get. Yeah, and it's a whole. It's I think everybody's kind of guessing what the twist is, and I think everybody's thinking that the twist is that you have all these women that are mothers, and then they're going to be dating younger guys, and the guys are going to be their sons. I think.
Now I'm interested.
These MILFs have no manners.
Kelly is a mother of 6 who works as a real estate broker and fitness coach, lives in Orange County, and can't believe she's single. And keeps getting stuck in the dryer every day.
Oh, my God. She'll bang your kid.
Yeah. April has been working as an insurance representative and an event planner in Detroit. April has been divorced for 4 years.
Her busy work schedule and strong personality has held her back from dating. I don't believe any of that.
No.
This Kelly, who's 51, looks like, I don't want to go. I don't want to talk about this stuff with.
Yeah, what's the wrap up special for season 2 of Shonda Rae on Discovery and Discovery Plus?
And
man,
all right. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you guys. It was great seeing you all.
Yeah, see you.
Oh boy, that was fun. I like that segment. We got to do that again. Again, if you're not watching I Am Shauna Rae, you got to watch I Am Shauna Rae and tell them that you would like to see a third season. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366. That's 706-316-9366. Or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Views, views.
Or.
You can snooze.
Last week was Mayfair Witches, Golden Globes, and The Pale Blue Eye, which I watched all of them.
You did. What'd you think of Mayfair Witches?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'll keep watching it because I like Alexandria Daddario, but.
Yeah, you do.
And that goes show her boobies.
No, but the show's, it's just okay for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's definitely just okay. I agree. Yeah. I didn't get to watch Pale Blue Eye yet. Was it good?
It was pretty good.
I like that Scott Cooper guy. I've liked Out of the Furnace. And
yeah.
What was that other one he did, the real popular one?
I can't remember.
Ah, cripes. It was the one he did before Out of the Furnace. It was really popular. Scott Cooper. It was
I'm going to order all of us some jellyfish.
I'm taking Dingo Bacoba.
Dingo Bacoba?
Yeah, I'm taking something. I ordered something called, it's called Brainzyme.
Uh-huh.
It's coming in the mail, but it's for.
Did it come from Joe Rogan?
No, it's just, it says on the thing, it's for old retards. That's for taking it.
He did that Crazy Heart movie with
Crazy Heart.
Oh, okay.
It was good. I enjoyed it, and it kept me interested the entire time. Which those period things, I tend to wander off, but I enjoyed it.
It's like a grisly Sleepy Hollow, right?
Yeah, kind of.
But like,
and that kid, the Dursley kid, was good as Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, and the Pale Blue Eye.
Yeah.
What network is that?
Netflix.
The Netflix movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, so it's just a movie. I can do that.
Yeah.
I could do that standing on my head. All right.
This week, Velma on HBO Max, cartoon, just featuring Velma from Scooby Doo.
Snooze. Yeah, snooze.
It's
why would I watch Velma?
I don't watch Shaggy.
There's a bunch of voices in it that are people that we like.
Yeah, I know the plot already.
Yeah,
don't care.
I might give it a chance, but that's probably not much for me.
I just don't understand why they picked Velma.
Yeah, I know. The worst character of all of them.
I mean, Daphne's pretty lame, too, though. But, I mean, Velma's pretty lame.
Yeah, they're all lame. Velma was the only smart one.
How come Scrappy Dude doesn't get his own show?
Oh, he died. He got hit by a car.
And Hunter Season 2 starts this week on Amazon Prime. Did you finish watching Season 1 of that a couple of years ago?
I did not. What,
Al Pacino?
Oped out.
Spoiler alert, Hitler's alive.
Hey.
I want to see what happens.
Tell us.
I don't know. It starts this week.
Well, when it happens, you can tell us.
Yeah. And then The Last of Us starts this week.
Yeah, that's a view.
Views.
Views from everybody. Views.
All right. That's Views or Snooze. Now, listen, staff picks are back. We haven't done staff picks in over a year, so now they're back, and we'll do the staff picks now. So, Steph, why don't you go first since you're the lady?
Yeah, mine is it's a documentary that's on HBO Max, and it's about the kind of like the rise and fall, but more so the people that are still keeping the drive-in theaters alive across the country.
Oh. Yeah, that's good.
It's really good, and it's only 52 minutes. And it's they go from different towns across the country where the drive-ins are still going, and it shows you what the hell the sacrifice these people make to keep these drive-ins going and what it means to these small towns. And there's actually some that are, you know, younger guys, they bought it and they really updated it and jazzed it up. They got like little campers and you can just pull your... So I highly recommend it. It gives you all the feels. If you're a big drive-in theater fan, which I was when I was a kid in Michigan, we would either, it was the Jolly Roger, there was the Fort George. It was like, which drive-in are you going to? Because there were so many to go to. And now there's like none.
We had the Y drive-in. That's where we went.
The Y. Yeah. I mean, it was...
Because of roads.
It was the best, you know, it was so the best. I loved the drive-in when I was a kid, the fact that you had to play on the swing set before the movie started, when before the sun set, and then just go into the snack bar, and it was just
bring it
a blast.
Popcorn, hide it in the
back. Yeah, that's when my love of station wagons started, with the drive-in, because, you know, I could bring my sleeping bag and my pillow, and once I got too tired for the second feature, I could just lay in the back and go to sleep, or you could lay on the roof of the station wagon and watch the movie, and... I loved how everybody had their speakers on their cars, and it was like the whole lot was in stereo. You know, you could just hear parts of it everywhere, but I don't know. That's like, if you're one of those things, like when you die, you start seeing all the things that you loved, that'll be like the one thing, like I'd be locked into that.
As long as they have fresh popcorn, I would love to be in that.
Anyway, but yeah, it's called Under the Stars, and it's on HBO Max.
Cool. I'm going to check that out. Mine's the new Night Court starts this week on NBC.
Is it going to be any good?
I don't know. The trailer make it look like it's going to be pretty funny.
John Larroquette's funny.
Yeah, I like John Larroquette. And Melissa Roach is cool.
Cool.
She's playing his daughter, Harry Stone's
Harry's daughter.
Yeah.
She was the big jug chick on...
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. Big Jig. Big Jug Bang.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I like her. Not because she has big jugs, but I like her.
She was in that gymnast movie, too. I forget what that was called.
Were her jugs in it?
Yeah, not really.
Both of them.
Yeah. Just one. Let's get one at
home. That starts on the 17th on NBC.
All right, cool.
I'm watching, or one thing I wanted to suggest was Kaleidoscope. Has anybody watched this yet?
I watched all of it, and it was just okay for me. I might have enjoyed it better if I watched it in a different order. I watched like the order that Netflix assigned it to for me. If I would have gone back and watched it in the chronological order that everybody's saying you should watch it in, I probably would have enjoyed it more.
Right. Now, what he's talking about, the show was actually, it's a new kind of design for a Netflix show where it's about a heist, but it's given from the point of view of all the members of the heist. And each episode is self-contained, so you can watch any of the episodes in any order, and you'll get the same conclusion, but you'll get it from different perspectives, depending on which order you watched it in. And okay. it's got Giancarlo Esposito is the main character, and or one of the main characters, or the most known character in the thing, but it's good, and it's kind of something different. You know, they try all these different choose-your-own-adventure type things with Netflix and all these, you know, hype up these kind of new ways to bring media across. And this one actually is the least invasive of those. You can watch each one as a separate show, but as a whole, all together. It's called Kaleidoscope on Netflix, and it started January.
I recommend Google in the chronological order and on that way.
And I recommend the interview Chaz Palminteri did with Giancarlo Esposito on his podcast. I think you would really like it if you're a fan of Big Gus. He gave him such a good interview. It was really good.
Really? I have that in my queue, and I promise you that I'm going to check it out, because all the guests that he's had on are great.
Yeah, it's so good. That's why I don't understand why you're not listening to it, Tim. It's so one, for you.
For one on YouTube, then is it different on YouTube than it is on the podcast channels? Or does he do two different podcasts?
No. It's his YouTube show is his podcast.
All right.
It's the same thing.
All right, cool. All right, good. Yeah, it's only, what, 40 minutes long?
Yeah.
All right. I'll check it out.
And what's your staff pick, Tim?
My staff pick is this past weekend podcast with Theo Vaughn. Today, Louis C.K. dropped, and you get 2.5 hours of them talking to each other. And I like Louis C.K. Apparently, he has a new special coming out at the end of the month. This will be what he's been doing, a new special at least once a year. And I love the way he does it, where he just puts it on his website and you pay for it and then you own it.
Theo Vaughn's hilarious, too.
I like Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, he's got that southern accent. He's not afraid to use it. And he just, and he talks. And they talk. He talks about the first time he ever touched a boob today. That was
Tim, are you familiar with Jerry Clower, the comedian?
Yeah.
Okay. Next time you listen to Theo Vaughn, think about Theo Vaughn grew up listening to Jerry Clower, and that's exactly his comedy pacing.
Okay. Yeah, Jerry Clower. I mean, heard him.
Yeah, he's a clean comedian, but I mean, the same kind of, you know, Mississippi drawl and timing and everything. I thought it was interesting.
It was a big deal in the South.
Yes. Yeah.
I've heard Neil mention him before. Like, I didn't know who the hell he was, but Neil knew him very well.
All right.
Well. All right. Well, cool. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you listening.
Hang on a second. Don't go any place. Hi, Steph.
Hey, I'm going to say, I haven't been to one of your boxes in a minute. It's been a while.
Tell you the truth, I haven't been inside a box in a long time.
How are people, are they streaming you now?
Smell my pants, y'all. Oh, it smells so good. Oh, that's because Steph's here. That's why.
Smells like nubbin, belly button lint.
Smells like nubbin, rubbin, nubbin. You know, I have a real problem with finding out what way I should be looking at the camera. I was telling Tim yesterday, you should invest in a new camera setup and maybe a ring light that you don't have to use a shoelace to keep in place. That would be nice. That's what happens when you order shit from China. It's all crap. Let's see, where was I made? Oops, China.
Stop penciling yourself. You stop erasing yourself.
Nubbin!
You know, that's a sign of a mental defect when you like smells like that.
Nipples are harder than a diamond. Look at that. Anyway, I wish you'd stop touching my nipples. Okay, why we just wanted to say something really quick. Benicio del Toro was totally robbed this year at the Golden Globes. I don't know why he didn't get the Ruben J. Fahlberg Award or whatever his name is, or whatever it is. It's a Lifetime Achievement Award. Benicio del Toro is the greatest actor that came from wherever country he's from. And Benicio del Toro is one of the finest actors ever in the history of acting. Can you see me? Am I in the frame? Because I'm looking at notes. Okay. Well, Kim's looking. I can't read. I can't read English. I can only read runes. I can read runes, like, you know, Gaelic runes and things like that, but I can't read English. So anyway, real quick, I just want to talk about the Golden Globes, which wasn't on last year because they're terrible people and they did mean things to Brendan Fraser, like make him really fat. They made him really fat and they made a movie called Whale, and he's in that movie, and I can't wait to see him play that guy. But you know what? It's not about Brendan Fraser because, listen, those movies about the mummy were dumb. Nobody gets them anymore. Nobody gets them. In that one, that real stupid one with The Rock where he's the Scorpion King, I can't even say how bad it was. Why is there black mold growing on me? You need to clean me. Okay, sorry. The winner for Best Motion Picture Drama is a movie that nobody saw called The Fableman. It was stupid. Elvis was probably better. And that one called Tour, which nobody knows anything about. Avatar, The Way of Water was probably better. And Top Gun Maverick. I mean, come on. How could you snub Tom Cruise? Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy went to The Banshees of Inisherin, which is some stupid-ass Irish movie that nobody saw. Probably should have gone to one of the other movies, like Babylon or whatever, that nobody likes. Best Television Drama. House of Dragons beat Better Call Saul, Ozark, Severance, and The Crown. You're kidding me. The House of Dragons, which featured way less than Game of Thrones, which I liked, it was insane. I don't like it. Best television series, musical, or comedy went to Abbott Elementary instead of a show that was good, like The Bear, or only...
Abbott Elementary is good. It's just not as good as...
Because it's a network television show, and network television shows are never as good as ones that stream or ones on cable. You know why?
But if you were any kind of minority, you're automatically knew you were going to win this year because Golden Globes had to way overcorrect.
Well, I know, and that's why they gave the best motion picture animated to the puppet, an Italian puppet named Pinocchio, which is amazing. And Andrews liked a lot, and I wish I could be turned into a real. Imagine, can you imagine if I was real? What would happen?
No.
Then we'd have to go get the knife. Have the living shit out of me. And then a bunch of other movies won. I am happy that the White Lotus won. That's nice. Kevin Costner won. I guess that's okay, but he beat Bob Odenkirk, which is stupid. What the fuck is wrong with these fucking people? Better Call Saul. I mean, you know, I'm going to create an award show and call them the Trollies. And then for the next 10 years, Bob Odenkirk and all the people from that show are going to win. So anyway, Tim's telling me I got to go to bed. So
good to see you, Trump.
Hi, Red Box.
So, Steph, do you have any Barkville information or stuff that you want to talk about? Because we got to talk about this stuff at the end.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to come out to the PetSmart in Alpharetta this weekend, we'll be there hawking dogs, trying to get some of these dogs hot off the presses into your arms. That would be great if you want to come out and check us out. And if you're considering fostering, we would really appreciate it. We have a lot of dogs in boarding, so we're not taking any new dogs right now. And I actually stopped by Gwinnett Animal Shelter the other day to drop off some donations and stuff, and they aren't even doing adoptions right now. They've had a parvo outbreak. Same thing with the cab. They've got a canine flu outbreak. So if you guys are looking to do something nice, stop by your local animal shelter. Maybe, like, take a couple boxes of donuts or something to the workers there, because they're going through it, man. It's rough for them. They really are dealing with some shit. So, I mean, I know all of our jobs are hard or whatever, but what they face every day, especially with animals and the things that they have to do, the decisions they have to make. So it really brightened their day. I took the chicks at Gwinnett some donuts and pastries or whatever, and they were thrilled to the gills. So just cool. Think about it. And Barkville, you know, woof.
All right. We do have a thing that we're thinking about, and we'll tell you more about it as soon as we get it all lined up. At get together. And hopefully that one that Mike can bring his truck to. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
So, stay tuned. And please remember to
keep it.
Are you a Radio Labyrinth producer? We would like to take the opportunity now to thank you for being a supporter. Starting off with Terry Fuller. Terry Fuller is a Radio Labyrinth producer and the most recent one. She joins a long list of people like Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Tim Slayton, Brian Smith, and Chelsea. Mike D, Matt Carter. And that's it. What happened to all the producers? Probably because we weren't reading their names. If you would like to become a Radio Labyrinth producer, it's only $25 a month, and your support goes to help fund things like the Redbox Troll, who is now on the floor. It also goes to help with other things, like stickers and shit like that. Speaking of which, if you sign up now, you will get a sticker, maybe two, and all the other shit. But you will also be able to order a t-shirt, because I see that the t-shirt store is now available again, which means, Terry, be on the lookout, because you're due a t-shirt. And also,
Also, from now on, you will get a doodle from Tim. It could be a pencil drawing. It could be a printout of one of the drawings I've done. I will promise that you will be able to find them and look at them in the very near future. In fact, probably by the end of today. And that would be Saturday, the day this show comes out. I'll print it out for you and sign it and mail it to you. How does that sound? Does that sound nice?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, Dustin will come to your house and clean your gutters.
Yep.
And Jeff will make vape cartridges for you. With nicotine. Steph will come walk your dog for
me. I will walk your dog. I'll walk your dog. I'll
none of that shit. But the shit that I mentioned will be there. So if you'd like to support us, go there and you can donate at any level. But
sure, where? You didn't say where.
I haven't said it yet. But if you'd like to be a producer, you get your name right at the end of the show. And hopefully it'll be new every week. Not every week it'll be new, but sometimes it will more often than not. You go to Radiolab. No, you go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. That's how you find it. It's that simple. And thank you to our producers.